Terrorists kidnap third priest this month in Nigeria. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on June 24, 2024. Father Mika Suleiman was abducted by armed gunmen in northwest Nigeria this weekend, the third such kidnapping of a Christian pastor in the past month. As Breitbart News has reported, Nigeria has been experiencing a surge in anti-Christian violence in recent weeks, including numerous kidnappings and execution-style murders, carried out mostly by radical Islamists. On June 2, Muslim Fulani raiders murdered a pastor, his wife, and three other Christians at around midnight in Plateau State, central Nigeria. The following day, Muslim terrorists associated with the Islamic State executed three Christians, creating a propaganda video out of the slaying. On Sunday, June 9, Father Gabriel Uke was kidnapped from the rectory of St. Thomas Parish in Zamandabo in Kaduna State, northwest Nigeria, an area hit hard by anti-Christian violence. Then on June 16, armed assailants abducted Father Christian Ike, the pastor of St. Matthew's Church in Ajali, southern Nigeria, after a church service at an outstation of the parish. Now, a gang of terrorists has abducted Father Mika Suleiman, parish priest of St. Raymond Damba Catholic Church in Zamfara State, from his parish rectory in the early hours of Saturday, June 22. We invite all the faithful of Christ and all men and women of goodwill to pray sincerely that he be released immediately safe and sound, reads a statement from the Sokoto Diocese, where the priest carries out his ministry. Human rights activists have protested the inaction of the Nigerian government as well as the silence of world leaders in the face of the ongoing anti-Christian assaults. President Tinubu claims that he is taking the battle terrorists but has done little to stop kidnappings and killings, which often occur on federal roads and property, said Kyle Abts, executive director of the International Committee on Nigeria. Where is the outrage from the world leaders? He asked in reference to the attacks on Christians. Where is the outrage from Nigerian leaders? The kidnappings and killings are steadily becoming normalized, and gradually, the Islamic terrorists are winning, said Father Moses Lorapu, the communications director for the Diocese of Makurdi in Benue State. Their bigots who are in positions of authority do not pretend about their mission to Islamize Nigeria, yet Christians who are in similar positions choose political correctness, Father Lorapu added. For her part, Didi Laugesen, executive director of Save the Persecuted Christians, said that the silent genocide of Christians in Nigeria continues under the cloak of darkness supported and promoted by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. It is absurd and appalling that these souls killed simply because of their Christian faith are ignored by the very people sworn to ensure peace, security, and safety while traveling the byways, Laugesen said. It is a symptom, I believe, of a concerted effort to suppress news of rampant, unmitigated religious terrorism in Africa's largest nation by population and the U.S. government and media are complicit, she declared. Thomas D. Williams is the author of The Coming Christian Persecution, Why Things Are Getting Worse and How to Prepare for What Is to Come.